Next, a story about what school children learn while they're overseas. It's been 3 decades since the Khmer Rouge ruled Cambodia. It was a regime that, during its short time in power, caused the deaths of millions of Cambodians and decimated the country's professional corps, including teachers. Today, Cambodian school children are taught very little about what happened during the brutal reign of the Khmer Rouge. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
Phnom Penh's Tuol Slang Museum, a former school-turned-Khmer Rouge torture center, is getting a makeover. New tiles for the floors, new paint for the walls. The museum draws mostly foreign tourists these days, but some Cambodians still make their way here. Many are young people, too young to have lived through Khmer Rouge rule almost 30 years ago. A glass case along the back wall contains a variety of tools, instruments of torture, says the neatly labeled sign. 23-year-old Manet is a law school student who came with a friend.
I came to this place because I heard other people talk about what went on here, the killing and the torture. I thought it was unbelievable that Cambodians could do this to one another. So I came to see with my own eyes whether the things my mother and my grandmother told me were true.
This is one of the few concrete ways young Cambodians can actually learn about that bloody period in Cambodia's history. They will learn almost nothing about it in schools. The brutality of the Khmer Rouge regime is barely mentioned in school textbooks and seldom addressed by teachers. In this busy market in the capital, Phnom Penh, there are textbooks for every grade from 1st through 12th. The grade 9 social studies textbook makes a passing reference to the Khmer Rouge and its leader Pol Pot, just one paragraph. The 12th grade textbook is only a little better, 4 pages of carefully ambiguous language about the years the Khmer Rouge was in power. This young man outside the bookstore graduated from high school earlier this year.
During my 12th year, we spent about 3 hours learning about the time of the Khmer Rouge. That was all. I don't think it's enough, because I think it's important for young people to learn about the suffering during this time. The Cambodian people need to remember.
Yuk Chang, director of the Documentation Center of Cambodia, which has cataloged the excesses of the Khmer Rouge regime, agrees.
It is impossible when you teach social social study in school. You start from 1953. And then you go all the way and you stop in 1975 and you jump again in 1980. Kids know that something is wrong there. So, I mean, in terms of younger generation, they need to study this history. It is government obligation to teach them properly.
Without knowing that history, he suggests, it's possible the next generation could fail to learn from it. Critics say the government has been dragging its feet, in part because many government officials, including Prime Minister Hun Sen, are themselves former Khmer Rouge members. Others, however, say it's simply a lack of resources and capacity. Not enough historians, not enough teachers. Cambodia's education minister, Dr. Kol Peng, says the government is trying. He says his ministry is currently reviewing the entire public school curriculum. When that review is over, he says, students will get the opportunity to learn what happened under Khmer Rouge rule nearly 30 years ago.
And we are obligated to let our children know about reality. The realities need to be reflected in the education for students to know what's going on. So we cannot hide the history.
Kol Peng says he hopes the USAID-funded project will be completed by next year, with new textbooks in schools by 2006. Others say that timetable may be unrealistic. No Khmer Rouge leader has ever been brought to justice for crimes committed by the regime. A joint UN-Cambodian tribunal approved earlier this year has yet to convene. Until it does, says the Documentation Center's director, Yuk Chang, it is unlikely Cambodia will be able to close this chapter on the Khmer Rouge, and unlikely that new textbooks will find their way into classrooms.
The Khmer Rouge is not yet a piece of history for us. The Khmer Rouge is still today problem. The Khmer Rouge is still with us today. Yen Sri is still walking free, Nuon Chia, Kisum Pon, Yen Thirat. So in fact, Khmer Rouge is not about the past. So I think that the textbook can be improved only after the tribunal is over.
A government spokesman says he expects the tribunal to convene sometime next year. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.